USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to speak to the nation about the coronavirus crisis tonight. During a meeting with Wall Street executives at the White House, the president says he will address the nation at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The president also stressed his number one priority is the health of the country. The turbulence on Wall Street continues as the World Health Organization officially declared the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 1,465 points to finish at 23,553. Ted Weisenberg is with Seaport Securities. He tells Fox News,
We know that stocks overreact. They overreact on the upside, and they overreact on the downside.
Weisenberg continues,
people start to make mistakes and maybe do stupid things.
The S&P fell 141 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 392. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Harvey Weinstein is being sentenced to 23 years in prison after being found guilty on two felony sexual assault charges. Weinstein did speak on his own behalf, saying, "We have many different truths." A top federal health official has some not-so-good news regarding the coronavirus outbreak as he appears on Capitol Hill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The nation's foremost expert on infectious disease, NIH Chief Dr. Anthony Fauci, would not try to predict the extent or duration of the crisis, but he told a House panel,
"We will see more cases and things will get worse than they are right now."
He did cite progress in setting up tests and trials for a coronavirus vaccine, though says it's still at least a year away. Democrats accuse the administration of lagging when it comes for testing for the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A conservancy in Kenya has announced poachers have killed two rare white giraffes, an adult and her calf. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
They were two of the only three known white giraffes at the conservancy. The two giraffes had a genetic condition which is called leucism. It differs from albinism in that it results in a partial loss of pigmentation. In albinism, animals have no melanin or pigment at all. Both conditions are dangerous for animals in the wild because it hurts their ability to camouflage and hide from predators. The mother and calf were first spotted on camera in 2017. The Kenya Wildlife Society said it's investigating the deaths. The motives of the poachers is still unclear. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman says the angels aligned to allow him to survive a horrific crash at the Daytona 500 last month. Newman told the Today Show on NBC in his first interview since the February 17th wreck that the safety features put in place by NASCAR helped him survive.
"I got hit from behind by a car going 190 miles an hour, and it pushed me back, but then he pushed me forward. Like, his car actually hit my seat. So it's just lots of things that happened that... Aligned, right? The angels aligned. Held a really good grip with their hand."
Newman also says he's not sure when he'll be back racing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.